priest. I will. Hallelujah. I am glad that I can say I am one of them.
Amen.
How about you?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Feels good around here. And I trust that you're doing all you can to not just settle for his presence, but doing all you can to get to where his power is, as we preached last night. And if we do that, it's untelling what kind of revival we can have if we just put forth the effort. So good to be back here again and see all y'all. And good to see Brother Stacy, Sister Sign, and his family. They're dear friends of ours. And just good to see each and every one of you. And I appreciate your pastor and his wife. We had dinner over there today, and Maya was outstanding, and we appreciate that. Just had a good day today. And the old song says it gets sweeter as the days go by.
Yes.
And it really does.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I say it really, really does.
Yes. Yes.
You say, well, you don't know what kind of day I had today. No, I don't. But I know we're one day closer to heaven. So that ought to make it sweeter. I said that ought to make it sweeter. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, hallelujah. And I'm glad for the Lord tonight. Thank you for the offering. May the Lord bless you and give it. Exodus chapter number 1 tonight. Exodus chapter number 1. Exodus chapter number 1. The Bible says, now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls. For Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king, verse number 8, over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on and let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. They built for Pharaoh treasure cities of Pithom and Ramesses. Verse number 12 is what I want you to notice. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. You may be seated here tonight. I want to preach on if the Lord will help me. I trust he will and feel like he will. And if you all help me,
amen.
You're going to help me, aren't you?
Amen.
I want to preach on giving birth to blessings in the time of trouble.
Praise God.
Giving birth to blessings in the time of trouble.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we come to you right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful day that you gave us today, for the wonderful meal we had with the pastor And Lord, thank you for letting us be together here in church tonight. I ask you, Lord, oh God, would you help us? I am nothing, Lord. I am nothing without you. It's not by my might nor power, but it's all about your spirit. And I pray that you send it down, help us around these altars, and we'll never fail to give you the praise. For we ask it in your name we pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the early days of the 18th century, men were following with bated breath the march of Napoleon and waiting with feverish impatience for the latest news of the wars. And all the while in their own homes, babies were being born. Just think of those babies. Why, in 1 year, lying midway between Trafalgar and Waterloo, there came into the world a host of heroes. During that year, 1809, Mr. Gladstone was born at Liverpool. Alfred Tennyson drew his first breath at Somersby Rectory. Oliver Wendell Holmes made his initial appearance in Massachusetts. On the very self-same day of the self-same year, Charles Darwin made his debut in Shrewsbury. Abraham Lincoln in Old Kentucky. Music was enriched by the event of Frederick Chopin at Warsaw and Felix Mendelssohn at Hamburg. But nobody thought of babies.
All right.
Everybody was thinking about the battles.
Yeah, right.
And yet, viewing that age in the truer perspective in which the years have enabled us to do, we may as well ask ourselves, which of the battles in 1809 mattered more than the babies that were born in 1809? For when a wrong wants righting, or a work needs doing, or truth wants preaching, or a continent wants opening, God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
I say God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
I'm preaching tonight on giving birth to blessings in the time of trouble. Before we get too far in this message, we must first take a look at the history of Israel. We all know how that guy called Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldeans.
Yeah.
And God put him on a course. Abraham got Sarah, his servants, his oxen, everything he owned, and he went off looking for a city whose builder and maker was God.
Right.
Are you with me here tonight?
Amen.
Abraham didn't have no GPS. Abraham didn't have no road map.
That's right.
Abraham didn't have no gas station on the corner to make sure his wife's okay so he could stop and get directions and make her feel better. Huh. Hallelujah. He had one compass, and that was God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And on his journey, in Genesis 17, verse number 2, God gave him a promise.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God tells Abraham that one of these days, Abraham, it won't just be you, Sarah, your servants, everything you own, your livestock. One of these days, you're going to grow. Oh, hallelujah. What a promise. Don't you love the promises of God?
Amen.
One of these days, you're going to grow
into
a guy, into a man, a strong man that's been wanting children and still hasn't had it. Man, what a promise.
Yeah.
I said, man, what a promise. We know that Abraham was 99 and Sarah was 90. Hallelujah, and God gave them a son by the name of Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac grew up after the nurture and admonition of God, just like dad.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, later on in years, hallelujah, God visits Isaac. And God gives Isaac a promise. in Genesis 26 and 4, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars in the heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Abraham gets the promise, one day you'll grow. Isaac now gets the same promise that one day you're going to grow.
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. Stay with me here. Hallelujah. We're going for a ride. Hallelujah. Buckle up here now. Hallelujah. Isaac and Rebecca have two sons, twin boys by the name of Esau and Jacob. We're not getting into all that story, but we know how that Jacob was a deceiver. Hallelujah. But his life was changed around.
Hallelujah.
And he became from a deceiver to a prince of God.
Hallelujah.
And later on in his years, hallelujah, Jacob is visited by God. And God gives Jacob a promise in Genesis 28, verse 3. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people.
Yes.
Abraham gets a promise.
Yeah.
That one day you'll grow. Isaac gets the promise that one day you'll grow. But now here it is. Hallelujah. Jacob gets the same promise that one day you're going to grow.
Yeah.
Ain't something how the Bible works in threes? Man, you're quiet on me here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in the Trinity.
Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three promises here. How many nails did it take to crucify Jesus? Come on here now. Hallelujah. They are given three promises. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That one day you're going to grow. Jacob has a son in his later years with Rachel by the name of Joseph. And we all know the story of Joseph. How that his brothers hated him, and how they just didn't like him. His coat of many colors, they couldn't stand him. And we know that they threw him in a pit. Reuben gets him out of the pit. They sell him into slavery. And while he's in slavery, Potiphar buys him. He works for Potiphar. And later on, his wife tells a lie about him. He's thrown in prison, and while he's in prison, Pharaoh dreams a dream. They call for Joseph to come and interpret the dream, and he does that, and Pharaoh makes him stay in the cabin right next to him.
Yeah.
The famine breaks out. His brothers come. They make several trips. After a little while, he finally reveals himself to his brothers. In Genesis 50, verse number 20, hallelujah, this is what he said. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God. I said, but God.
Amen.
Not mom, not dad, not brother, sister. God meant it for what? Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Yeah, with a hard pill to swallow. Yeah, there were some bad times. Yeah, there were some difficult moments. Hallelujah, I didn't think I could make it. Hey, but I come out on the other side.
Hallelujah.
And here I am today. God knows what he's doing.
Yes,
I said, God knows what he's doing.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Joseph dies at the age of 110 years old. Thus we make our way to Exodus chapter number 1. Hallelujah. 70 souls out of the loins of Jacob was in Egypt. If you count Joseph's family, which was already there, there's about 75 there. Compared to all the Egyptians, they were outnumbered many, 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 many times over again. But yet, they were given three promises.
Right.
One day you're going to grow.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what would you do? How would you think what would be your mindset? Hallelujah. Would you just say, it's never going to happen? Forget about it. Hallelujah. God ain't going to work for me now. Hallelujah. Just do your own thing. It's never going to work out.
Come on.
My, you're quiet to that. Hallelujah. Or would you say, you know what? Against all odds,
yeah.
I'm going to hang on to God.
Yeah.
I'm going to believe God anyhow. And you know what they did? They held on to the promises of God. And you know what happened? There was a population growth. Yes, there was. They were fruitful. They increased abundantly. They multiplied. They waxed exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled with them. Oh, yes, it was. Everywhere you turned, you saw the promises of God. Down at the marketplace, they were down there. Down on the street corner, they were there.
All right.
On the old Dusty Road, they were there.
Yeah.
At McDonald's, they were there.
Come on, bro.
At Walmart, they were there. Yeah. Everywhere they turned,
bless
they
you,
saw the promises of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, God never forget the promise.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is hang on. Hallelujah. They were everywhere. They were everywhere. I said they were everywhere. Hey, I'm telling you, God can keep a promise. I said, God can keep a promise. You say, well, Brother David, he promised me this a long time ago, and it still ain't happened. Yeah, that might be true, but hang on. I said, hang on. He ain't going to fail you now. He's a God that cannot fail. He's a God that cannot fail. Hang on to it. I said, hang on. Hallelujah. Things are going so good, Brother Archie. Hallelujah. They were getting stronger. They were getting wiser. They were multiplying. Everything going great until there came a